Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Crosstalk with your host, Brother Lawrence Jordan.
These are the last days. These are the days we need him the most. Our chances are slim now. Narrows the way not chosen by most. This could be our last call. There's no tomorrow for holding on to, so let's hold on to the truth. Perilous times have come. There's already those in tribulation. The fullness of times won't be long. Lovers of self more than lovers of God. And there's pride in the hearts of everyone. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. If we're positively lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're positively lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. These are the last days, and we've been condemned by our own disregard for what inhabits our hearts. We're neither hot nor cold, but in our own eyes the temperature's right. Somehow we're living just right. We claim we have need of nothing, and yet we are poor, naked, wretched, and blind. We must be out of our minds. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. We need to repent, turn from our ways, and overcome as he overcame. And if we're possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned. Our vision is impaired. We're looking for gold that's everything but pure. Our vision is impaired. We're striving for gold that's everything but pure. We should seek wider aim, and that our nakedness does not appear. Yeah. possibly lukewarm, then we have been forewarned.
Amen. We've been forewarned. I'd rather you hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of your mouth. This is absolutely no time to be playing around. It's time to be dead serious about your relationship with Jesus and which master you are going to serve in the last days. Antichrist is on the rise. The spirit of Antichrist has already been at work in the world for some time. We are witnessing the great apostasy, the falling away. We're seeing the man of lawlessness. We're seeing lawlessness in the land. We are seeing Christians turning on each other. We're seeing betrayal and hatred for the brethren. We are seeing divisions. We are seeing the separation of the wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goats, those who are in Christ abiding and those who are in the devil abiding and doing his work, which is to kill, steal, and destroy and separate and just and mess the body of Christ up. Which line are you on? Are you in Christ, or are you fence riding halfway in the world hoping that Trump is going to give you your best life now, that he's going to give you the American dream? Or are you going to get finally on one side of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the devil? Tonight, it's decision time as I bring forth this watchman word to you. Welcome to Crosstalk. This is your host, Brother Lawrence Jordan. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the New World Order Antichrist beast is rising right now. The man of sin, the lawless one, the evil dictator that Daniel 11:36 through 39 talks about. And we're going to go and check this out right now. So keep me in prayer. Father, we just thank you that your word would be a lamp unto our feet tonight, Father. We want your spirit, the spirit of truth, to minister to your people, to wake your church. If you said, don't let that day come upon you as a thief, stay awake. Don't mess around. I'm coming soon, but Antichrist is coming before I come, and he will bring war against the elect of God. So how are you going to stand in the last days? Father, I just ask that we would stand. We would stand in you and put on the whole armor of God and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, but that we will put on Christ and we'd be willing to suffer for you. We'd be willing to die for you because you died for us. There's no greater love than this, Father, than we lay down our life for the brethren. How much more for our Creator? That, Father, if it comes to push and shove and they say, here's this mark, you better take it, we're going to say, forget it. We know where Jesus is gone. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And where I've gone to prepare a place for you, those mansions are waiting for you. If you overcome, Father, I ask that we had overcome. You make us overcomers, Father, no matter what the devil's doing, no matter if he's going to try to wreck the bathroom gender thing, he's going to try to wreck the school, he's going to try to wreck all this. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come rule us as a planet, President Jesus, and fire all the rest of the liars. Father, we want you, our Creator, to be our King and no other. We've watched through time, through history, how they've tried to destroy, how they've tried to dictate, how they've been socialism, how they've tried to oppress your people under the rule of a government run by the devil. But we want you, Father. So tonight, speak as you want spoken tonight. Let your anointing flow like living water and speak to your people. Comfort, Father. We love you. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So, saints, we're going to get right on topic here. Tonight's program is called The Watchman Warning, the New World Order, Antichrist Beast Rising, the Man of Sin, the Lawless One. We've been watching, saints. We've been posting it all over Facebook. We know something's up with this Obama. And believe me, I haven't been quick. I've been watching closely. One of the first things the Holy Spirit showed me was Daniel chapter 11, 36, 39. The Lord kept bringing it to my remembrance, literally just quickening the word to me. Do you remember what I said in my word? I tell you, you better be listening to Jesus in the last days. You learn to get into that steel place with the Lord. Push to shove, your life might be dependent upon hearing the good shepherd's voice. So he says, go to the left and go to the right to protect you. So that Psalm 91 is your protection. Your protection is in Christ. Amen. So this evil dictator, which is Daniel 11:36-39, and then there's the betrayal of the brethren we're seeing from Matthew 24:10. We're seeing the falling away from Christ, the faith, and the Bible truth. We're seeing that fulfilled 2 chapter 2. We're seeing 1 Timothy 4:1-2, another departure, apostasy, falling away from sin. Falling away from the faith, from Bible doctrine, the word of God, Jesus abiding in him, the truth. We're seeing all of this happen right now. We're seeing the beginning of sorrows. Actually, we're in the full birth pains, guys. We are seeing this birth pains. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. This is a distraction from Satan. Someone's trying to call me while preaching. Satan, get behind me. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. The Lord rebuke you. This is God's time, not yours, fallen angel. Christ tonight, the saints of God. So we see this man of sin, this lawless one. And I know many of us have watched the videos. We've seen the pictures. We've seen this lawless one, King Obama, a perverted president, with a transgender wife named Michael. He accidentally slipped and said Michael one time. That was caught on camera. Then we heard a testimony from celebrity Joan Rivers, revealed on camera before her mysterious death, that Obama indeed is gay and Michael Obama is a transgender. And we want to know why Obama's so for sticking perverts in the bathrooms with your children. How about lawlessness? How about the man of lawlessness? The man who doesn't have a conscience. The man who sins openly. The man who puts gay rainbow colors on the White House. Our forefathers were turned over in their grave if they'd seen this. And yet this man has come against the laws of God Almighty. Blasphemy. And he's trying to push his garbage on you. Against the American voter. Without one say-so from the American people or the Constitution, this man has done all according to his work. His own will. We're going to right now Daniel chapter 11. We're going to read it and then I'm going to come back to the top here. Daniel 11:36. Then the king shall do according to his own will. Sound familiar? Obamacare? How about this? Overruling the entire court system. The Supreme Court ruled for same-sex marriage against the states wanting it. According to his own will, Obama did this. He's been pushing this through. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god. Obama is a Muslim. Explain to me last year, September 11th, the anniversary of Ground Zero, Obama, who doesn't believe in Jesus or the Bible, reads Psalm 46. I'm going to tell you key words in Psalm 46. Desolation, holy place, and I am God. Does that not ring some bells? Abomination of desolation. A holy place does not mean it's necessarily in Israel at the temple. People have been adding to the scriptures. Jesus said, let the reader understand. He did not say it was in Israel in the temple. People have been twisting the words to throw you off. They didn't want you to figure out these end times days. You got to throw out a lot of stuff that Jack Van Impe and Hal Lindsey and the rest of them taught you and study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, but rightly divided in the word of truth. You need to look at scripture yourself, saints. And you need to let the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth that's inside of you, bring it back to your remembrance and let the revelation come from God himself. Jesus will show you it. He doesn't want you to walk in darkness. He wants you to walk in the light with him so that this day is not catching you unaware. If you're walking in the light, it won't, because you're watching. And you're not just watching for the rapture timing. You're watching for what Jesus said would happen in the apostles. You're not just taking man's word for it because this famous book writer, or because of this great speaker, or because you went to that conference. It's because you're in tune with Jesus Christ, your majesty. You're a good shepherd. You're hearing his voice. You're following him, not the voice of strangers. Stranger danger. And pretty soon, people are going to be screaming at in the bathrooms. Stranger danger. We're going to go back here again. Daniel 11, I got distracted. Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god. He shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods. He shall prosper until the wrath has been accomplished. About the judgment of Babylon America, in 1 hour you shall burn. Revelation chapter 18. For what has been determined shall be done. You can't get out of Bible prophecy. It's written, it will be done. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers. I'm a Christian. But then it turns out to be a Muslim. And he wants to note the Muslims in the United States of America against the American people. Dictator, Hitler, oh, hail Obama. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm giving you guys food for thought here, which his fathers did not know. Okay? So now he's worshiping Allah. Did not know, shall honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. Thus, I missed a verse here. This is very important. This is very important. This is one of the signs, guys. Verse 37. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers nor the desire of women. Now, who's been pushing through the gay agenda? And what about the picture of Michelle with genitals? In the front, that they're not supposed to be there if you're really a woman. Guys, we've got fake birth certificates. We've got a treasonist in the White House that was born in Kenya. I'm trying to make you look at the evidence. Discern as men and women of God. Who is this president we have and what's to come? You think Trump might just get the White House? We don't know. We don't know that. But look at the fruit. Every tree is known for its fruit. By their fruit you shall know them. Now, I don't look to presidents for my country because my country is Jesus. My kingdom is Jesus. His kingdom come. When you learn to deny your flesh and pick up your cross, you get the mind of Jesus. You're looking at what God is doing and that he's going to overthrow all this garbage. His kingdom come, his will be done. Every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, not Obama. So right here we see this. He has not the desire of women, nor regard for any God, for he shall himself exalt himself above them all. Now let's go back to what Satan said. Oh, Lucifer, how you've fallen from heaven. And he had said in his heart, I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. I will run for a third term. And looking at the evidence, saints, it's time to stop listening. You need to put away a lot of the bad stuff you were taught, and you need to start reading the Bible. I advise you to read the book of Daniel, chapter 11. Read the book of all of Daniel. Read the book of Revelation for yourself. Read Matthew, chapter 24, and Mark 13, the parable of the sower. And let the Holy Spirit put it together for you. The one who wrote that Bible lives inside of you. It's time for you to start calling on the name of the Lord to open your eyes to stuff. He does not want you sleeping, lest the day come upon you as a thief, the scriptures say. Wake up to righteousness. Put on Christ. Amen. The Lord wrote all these prophecies. He gave these apostles and prophets visions for you to see, so that you are not deceived in the last days. Amen? Praise God. I'm going to come back up here to what I started here. Now, Joan Rivers revealed on camera before mysterious her death. Obama's for gay rights, gay marriage. How about the, and I already said this, the gay rainbow lights on the White House. He blasphemes Israel. He's so disrespectful to Netanyahu. Just wicked. He hates the Jews. He hates the Christians. He supports baby murders, drug use, sorcery, And I just read something on the internet that all the way across the United States, they're going to try to legalize marijuana. So now you've got a whole nation of stoned and stupid under pharmacia drugs. The Bible says to be sober-minded, not loaded on dope. And believe me, I had my share. But when I got saved, I grew up into Christ, and I put away childish things, and I'm walking holy and upright in a wicked and perverse generation. I put on Jesus, and I'm being holy. I got oil in my lamps, and I'm watching for the coming of the Lord. Are you? Are you playing in your flesh and in the world? You better start thinking which side you're on tonight. Obama's been shown to be a fraud. Even Donald Trump was going to bring forth that fake birth certificate, which doesn't even allow him to be the president of the United States. That's treason. The military said if he turns on U.S. citizens, they will turn on him. You got that going for you. That means civil war. He's a liar. He's a Kenyan. One of my best friends, Scott Fulmer, is a missionary in Kenya. He says, and there's signs all over. Welcome to Kenya, Obama's birth home. The Kenyans know him. He's not American born. He's got a fake birth certificate. He's been undoing moral laws. He will time, there's a scripture in the Bible prophecy that he will change the times and the seasons and the laws. What are we seeing right now? He's basically saying, you Christians out there and your morals and your votes don't mean nothing to me. I'm going to do what I want. I've signed my executive orders, and I'm going to take a stand against you righteous. What nature does this man have in him to do such a horrible thing? How would he like his girls in those bathrooms when some pervert comes in there dressed as a man and starts to molest his daughters? How would he like that? But, oh, yeah, that's right. He doesn't have a conscience. Yeah, because us that have consciences, it automatically clicks. We've got the Ten Commandments written, the tablets of our heart. That is wrong. We're not going to have it. And people are picketing, and they're coming against Target and the rest of these places. You know what? It's time for God help us. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, church, and turn from your wicked ways, stop playing the spiritual hearted on Jesus. Then God will hear from heaven and forgive your sin and heal your land. It's been spoken over and over for years, and the churches have been sleeping and playing church and being pew potatoes, but they haven't got on their knees and repented. And asked Jesus, what are we doing wrong and how do we get corrected? The Lord's been sending watchmen to your churches, and you sit there and mock them and you make fun of them. You say, troublemaker. But yet God has been showing you. He's been trying to open your eyes, and yet you want to rule like the Nicolaitans. As Lord over in the flock, and you're saying, I don't recognize you in my church. That's just it, Christ Church, because there's only one body, and there's only one head. And we are the arms and the legs. And he placed each member as he seemed fit. And I'm sorry, but Bible college and seminary does not make you a pastor. Any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. It's time for you to stop playing the prostitute on Jesus and come back to the foundations the apostle left. The rock church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. Right now, you're falling apart, church, because judgment has begun in the house of the Lord. What will become of those who do not obey the gospel of God? You've been playing church, but have you been walking as the church? The light of the world, the salt of the earth. Now, listen to this. Jesus says, what good is the salt if it's lost its flavor, church? When you hide in buildings, the lawless one comes in and takes over your nation and destroys it within while you're playing bingo and having potlucks. The devil is destroying. Kill, steal, and destroy. Your salt, and it's good for nothing but to be trampled under the foot of men, Jesus said. This is why it's vital what we put on Christ and live this faith, if it means our life. But the biggest thing we're missing, church, is picking up our cross and stop living for the flesh. To be holy as he is holy, for without holiness no man shall see the Lord. To be a set apart people, not worldly, not carnal, not trying to fit in. but be fit into the casket with Christ, risen with Christ, and filled by the Spirit of God, and living that new life in Christ, empowered by His Spirit, that Acts 1:8. Amen? Empowered by His Spirit to be that light, to be that salt. And that's what we need in these last days. If we're going to stand, if we're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and listen to this last part, and we love not our lives unto death, we've got to do it Jesus' way. And He's told us to forsake all and pick up our cross and follow Him. He didn't tell us to try to fit in and try to get away with what we can because of His insulting the Spirit of grace. You can read Hebrews chapter 10, 26 through 31 on that one yourself. Hebrews 10, 26 through 31, and argue with God on that one. Grace is not a license to sin. It's power. It's God's love to tell you to repent and turn away from your sin. It's not to be abused. Romans chapter 6 tells you if you've been crucified with Christ, why are you living as though you're a slave to that sin? Read that chapter too. You got some homework tonight. So Obama sits there. He declares himself God there at ground zero. He's against the Ten Commandments. He's promoting sin and lawlessness to molest kids. It's an open door right to the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If you're not for Christ, you're against Him. If you're not gathering with Him, you're scattering abroad. Look how He tricked everybody to get in the White House. I'm a Christian. I love God. Here's my pastor over here. And he had great, swelling, flattering words. I'm going to go to the book of Daniel, and we're going to go to look to that. It talks about that by flattering speeches. Let me see if I can find that passage. He deceives many. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, let's see here. Okay, became strong. I'm looking through Daniel 11 right now. Give me just a second here. I believe it's in this passage. I've read it before. See, as I was watching this stuff and I was watching the charisma of Obama during the inauguration and stuff and pains, and I was watching Oprah Winfrey say the Messiah has come, and she's crying. She's a full-blown New Age Antichrist. The Lord kept reminding me the flattering speeches that He will deceive many. He will come in the name of peace, changing you can believe in. I've heard some backmasking when you play that change you can believe in, and yes, we can. You know what that's saying? Thank you, Satan. Oh, hail, Satan. Yeah. There's more stuff. The inauguration itself was actually set up just like Hitler. Stadium, everything was set up just like the Greek Colosseums and everything. It was full of Illuminati, Babylonian, New World Order symbology all through the entire inauguration of Obama. Okay, I'm not finding that right now. I believe it's in Daniel chapter 11 where he talks about his flattering speeches. He will deceive many. But that is key. If you read that passage of scripture, Daniel 11, Daniel 12 has got the end times 1, 2, and 3 in it too, including tribulation, tells you about that and the resurrection gathering. And then there's the book of Revelation. But saints, we need to look at what's going on right before our eyes. I mean, a lot of us are angry. We want a new president. We think it's going to straighten all this mess out. But you know what? Jesus said, peace, peace. But there is going to be no peace until the Prince of Peace comes. There isn't. We're only going to go downhill from here. Now, the Dominion Now, Latter-day Reign, New Apostolic Reformation are all lying. And they're trying to say, here we go. I'm going to expose them. They believe this gigantic cult taking over even politicians, the New Apostolic NAR, is that they have got to raise godly leaders up to take over the planet before Jesus can return. That's completely against the word of God, but read in prophecy. That is false, false, false. They call it Joel's army, a great army. Saints, that is not biblical. It shows a great falling away from the faith. It does not show great revival. It shows many departing from Christ, to doctrines of demons, which is, that's their kundalini means, fire tunnels, holy yoga, all of that. I don't want to get too far off track tonight with Anar. You've heard me preach over and over on false fire versus true God's fire. The comparison of the Holy Ghost versus the doctrines of demons, the kundalini false fire they're imparting on people. It's all part of the emergent church and chrism and everything else. It's all part of it. So we have got to realize what we're in. Okay, so I've touched on this, on what we're seeing here on this man of sin, this lawlessness, right? I'm going to get some other points here. We're going to look at here. And we're going to look at this passage right here on, oops, I went too far up here in my notes here. We're going to go look into Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Here's another sign of his coming in the end of the age. Jesus answering his disciples. What will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age, Jesus? He says, Matthew 24 and verse 10. Many will be offended. Now, we're talking about supposedly Christians here. They'll betray and hate one another. This is divisions. I'm going to tell you what this divisions is. This is the fulfillment of Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. The end of the age is here, just as Jesus said. The sons of God versus the sons of the devil. The fruit has come to full maturity. The wheat has the real fruit from the Father. The tares that look like the wheat have the fruit of Antichrist, the counterfeit Jesus. The one that they walk in lawlessness and sin practicing, but not holiness and righteousness and walking in the spirit, denying the flesh. These are false converts. There's a great division right now. So many have been brainwashed by Satan's army behind the pulpits that have been lying to us on purpose. Satan appears as an angel of light. It's no wonder his ministers appear as ministers of righteousness. They will come to kill, steal, and destroy. They'll give you 80% truth and 20% poison. How much does it take to kill you? Jesus warned. What was his first warning in Matthew 24? What will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name. Christian, pastors, teachers, the very elect will be deceived from within the church system. Corruption. The mother of all harlots, her daughters, the denominations that are not scriptural, never were. Christ is not divided, never has been. One faith, one Father, one baptism. There's only one church, and that's the one Jesus created. It's the rock church, made of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, the fivefold, the Ephesians chapter 4. Someone's been messing with the foundation for quite some time, playing the harlot on Jesus. Are you going to come out of the harlot, or are you going to continue to play the harlot with those buildings? We've got to stop playing the harlot on Jesus. Come out of her, my people, says the Lord. These you participate of her sins and receive of her judgments, for God has remembered her sins. Revelation 18:4. Stop playing the harlot. Come out. So what we see now is betrayal. We see backstabbing. We see attacking one another. But wait a minute. Aren't Christians supposed to love one another? Jesus said the world would know you're my disciples by your love for one another. Then why are people attacking and doing slander blogs and dirty pictures and making false lies and false statements? Why are people betraying one another? Why are they making statements and comments and blogs that are completely false? Turning on their friends and their partners. Why are they doing that? Could it be that the end of the age has come and the real spirit that they're of, Antichrist or Jesus Christ, is being revealed right now? There's a great separation going on in the spirit right now. And I know that some of you, you watchmen know exactly what I'm talking about. Your block list is probably as long as mine. Do we desire that? Does it grieve us? Very much so. But we know what Jesus told us to do. If they don't hear you and your words, shake the very dust off your feet to be more tolerable for that day, the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. Judgment. They're turned over. God says, I've had enough. My spirit will not always contend with man. If you're going to resist my watchmen that I place in my body, and they're trying to, because they love you to pieces, they're laying their life down. They're taking punches. They're getting beat up to save you, to pull you out of the fire because they love you, not because they hate you, not because they're trying to get you upset. It's because they love you. They're laying their lives down. I tell you, I've been in the wilderness for 5 years with Father, and I've never had so much pain in my life, but I learned to obey him. I learned it's not about me. I learned to empty myself. I learned it's not about my best life now. I learned it's about his kingdom and the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And I can't play games. When I get up on this mic, I better be representing Jesus, because I got a holy fear of my king. That's the beginning of wisdom. So once again, I'm going to ask you a question. Why would a true woman of God or a watchwoman be slandering, attacking, destroying, and trying to cause division, trying to go to friends and try to say, did you hear, if she's really of God? No, Jesus said, how could you say you love me when you can't love your brother whom you've seen? If you don't keep my commandments, then you're a liar. You don't love me. You don't know me. He who hates his brother is a murderer, and knowing murderer has eternal life abiding him. These are some of the fruits I'm giving you right now. And now we're going to go further into those fruits. We're going further into those fruits. We're seeing betrayal, just as Jesus said, slander of the brethren, backstabbing. They don't love one another. That's what Jesus said. The world will know you're my disciples by your love for one another. Not all this attacking and sowing seeds of discord amongst the brethren, which is an abomination to him. Proverbs chapter 6. Six things the Lord hates, seven is abomination. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3 really, really winds it up, saints. Perilous times, perilous men. I know some of you have been clicking on this, and the Spirit of God has been speaking to you through it. It's just, this is going to confirm it just much more. But we know this, that in the last days right now, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. How about that? Lovers of themselves. How about New Agers? Just love yourself. Stare at your navel. Hum, hum, hum. I feel kind of dumb. How about this? Verity Gospels, the greedy ones. How about your best life now? Lovers of money. How about the sow your seed of $1,000, get $10,000 back? It's your sow to your flesh hour. Lovers of money. Boasters, those who think they know it all. Would you like some toast with that boast? Proud. Blasphemers. A lot of blasphemers out there saying, this is the Holy Ghost. Fall on the floor and be drunk in the spirit. Yeah, drunk and laugh, smoke and toke the ghost. The Holy Ghost is a joint. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Oh, we don't have to keep the Ten Commandments. We don't have to honor our mom and dad. Let's disobey mom and dad. Let's backtalk them. Let's put them in an old folks home because they told me what to do. No, Jesus said, honor your mother and your father for it. Be well with you. Hey, I tell you something. Father God is our Father. If you don't obey him, he kicks you out of his palace. No lawlessness. Everything that offends, I'm going to read that pretty soon, will be plucked out of his kingdom. No rebellious punks that can't obey him. The sons of disobedience, his wrath comes back for. Here's another one. Unthankful. Unholy. Unloving. Sound familiar? Well, I don't like you anymore. You came against Joe Osteen. Oh, you're mean. You came against John MacArthur, Charles Stanley. You know, I just love their once saved, always saved, greasy grace gospel that allows me to sin up a storm and still enter the kingdom of God in complete wreck and disobey the Father of lights. Oh, yeah, I just love the kingdom of chaos. No, it's a kingdom of order. You cannot run a kingdom with a bunch of punks that can't obey the Father. Jesus obeyed the Father. You call yourself a Christian, then you obey the Father. You keep his commandments. This is he who loves me. He who keeps my commandments. Not lawlessness and disobeying him. Unloving. Unforgiving. Oh, Lord, you got me all mad. I just can't forgive you. I'll just keep slandering you for 4 years straight and running your name to the dirt, and I'm going to go tell your friends. And then I'm going to watch you and stalk you. And whenever I see someone have an issue with you, I'm going to go to them, and I'm going to turn them against you. And then we're all going to build up and attack you together. Unforgiving slanderers. Slander attack wolves in Christian clothing. Without self-control. How about the control of, I know I'm not supposed to do that. I better call up Brother Lawrence and say I'm sorry. I need to call the watchman up. I need to call Brother Mark Roy up and tell him I'm sorry. I need to call Angelo Sanchez up and tell him I'm sorry for slandering him. I need to call up Nick Willis and some of his other godly men. Kevin, there's a lot of godly watchmen on the wall that some of you turned against it because they have rightly divided the word of truth. They've called a false teacher. You got mad at me, turned on them. If you want to keep your salvation, you better call them up and you better repent and you need to tell them you're sorry. The Bible says if you don't forgive your brother, God will not forgive you. You don't enter the kingdom. Is it worth your soul? Are you that stubborn and bullheaded? You can't forgive and say you're sorry. Humble yourself to your brethren. Wrong is wrong. You've gone too far, and you're trying to destroy the Church of Jesus Christ with divisions. Stop it. This word is for you. This 2 Timothy chapter 3, perilous times and perilous men, it's nailing this end of the age church right now, the way people are acting. And it's not Christ-like, it's devil-like. Control. They're brutal. Despisers of good. Traitors. Wow, radio breakup. Headstrong. Haughty. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You love the world. You love the things in the world. What does the Bible say? The love of the Father is not in you. Whoever loves the world. Adulterous, adulterous. Do you not know a friendship of the world is an enemy to God? Did you know that? You're an enemy to God. You sure are. Okay, now look at this, church people, showing up to the building on church, putting on your plastic Sunday smiles, having a form of godliness. But we're supposed to do not forsake to assembling ourselves, but even more so we see the day approaching. But are you building and edifying? What is the purpose of going to church, just to go through some rituals or actually build the body of Christ with your gifts, with your callings, with your, you are an arm or a leg or a foot. You're not a sack of potatoes, pew potato. The pastor's not to be doing everything. The body is supposed to come together, and it tells you this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 31. Read it yourself. It tells you exactly whenever you assemble together, it's not a one-man band, but it's the body of Christ. You're having a form of godliness, but deny the power of. Well, here's part of the power you're missing. And this is what the Lord showed me, and I was guilty of it too, being a little churchgoer, showing up to the building. Many years of Calvary Chapel, I've been saved almost 31 years. I didn't forsake all and pick up my cross and follow Jesus. I didn't deny myself. I was trying to carry the flesh along in church, in my everyday life, but I wasn't being crucified with Christ so that the Spirit of God can work in me. The power of God in me. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but those who are being saved, it's the power of God unto salvation. You want God's power in your life so that you're not a fake? Then you need to get on that cross and die to yourself. You need to follow the Master. His commandment was forsake all. Peter, get out of the boat. Your fishing days are over. Now I'm calling you to holiness. I'm calling you to be set apart. I'm calling you to be my representative, my ambassador. You shall be my witnesses. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power from on high to be my witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth, Judea, Samaria, and all over the world. He didn't tell us to sit. He told us to go into all the world. But that's work. You better believe it. Jesus told us we got work to do on this planet. It's called the kingdom of God work. How shall they hear unless a preacher is sent, the Bible says. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. How shall they hear? For we're going to be hiding in the buildings. We are the building of God, not made with hands. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Are you empowered? Are you allowing the living waters to flow through your innermost being, the temple of the Holy Spirit, so that everybody can come in contact, they can drink of that water? Are you carnal? Are you plain? You have a form of godliness, but you deny its power. And what does the Bible say here, the next one? And from such people turn away. Why? Because you're not a true convert if you're not walking in Christ. You're not abiding in the sheepfold. You've walked away. Jesus paid it all. We don't have to do nothing. You have to abide. Jesus said so. You have to continue in those things. You have to run the race according to the rules and win the prize, eternal life, the crown of life. Even Paul said so. Jesus said so. All the apostles said so. There's a few that didn't finish their race. Ananias and Sapphira, Judas Iscariot, Alexander the coppersmith, and others who turned away for the riches of this world and covetousness. There's many who did not finish their race. There's many in hell. Part of the race, but what did Jesus say? Anybody who's put their hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. How about the ones that openly crucify the Lord over and over by their sin practicing? Instead of picking up their cross and denying that flesh and living the life of the Spirit, don't let your body tell you what to do. You tell your body what to do. You've been empowered by God if you've been raised with Him. If you've been raised with Him and born again. For this sort of people who creep into households, making captives of gullible women. How about the slandering and the gossiping going on in some of these houses that are not under the rule of Christ? They're being used by Satan to destroy ministers. They pack together like a wolf pack. They're loaded down with sins. They're laid away by various lusts. Always learning, always in a Bible study, following us watchmen to try to find the latest spirit. But when we start saying something they don't like, they turn on us. And then they pack together, let's get him. He's mean. He don't like women. Oh, he's a chauvinist pig. You know what? I adore my sisters in Christ. God is no respectable persons, and neither am I. I'm here to honor my King. I'm not here just to make everybody feel good about themselves, because you know what? Enough of that. If you want feel good, go to Joel Osteen, Mr. Psychologist, Witch Doctor. I'm here under the direct command and the anointing of my Father. He's called me to this ministry. I'm not here to itch your ears. I'm here to call you to repentance before a holy God's wrath comes. Verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. These wolves are not in the truth. They've been taken captive by Satan. What is the will of Satan? He's destroying the body of Christ within. Divisions. Sound familiar? Now listen to this. I just mentioned these names. Now, Janes and Jambres resisted Moses. So do these who resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds. How about apostate? Departed from Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Some of them are in the doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 2. You've left Jesus. You're turning to the New Age occult. The move of God, the revival. The latter-day reign, the double portion anointing. The Joel's army. The dominion now. The prophetic movement. Corrupt mind. Disapproved concerning the faith. About the Elijah list. Got to slip that one in too. But their progress will go no further. For their folly will be manifest to all as theirs was also. How about Daniel chapter 11? And many will fall to purge them to make them white. Some of them might come out of that stuff. But a lot of them, Father's going to turn them over to the strong delusion because they're blaspheming his spirit. Yeah. They're blaspheming his spirit. Okay, Jesus talks about, let me go to a song break real quick here. It's really quiet. I'm used to a little more noise. I'm going to go here and play a song here. And come right back. Be right back. Got the wrong one now. That is the wrong one. Sorry about that. Jason Ballard, Seek Now.
The message in the church today is no longer godliness with contentment is great gain. Instead, gain is godliness, and we've shamed His holy name. Those who claim to be His people are no longer unique, for the church is not unlike the business right down the street. And the businesses with all the fancy crosses on them would rather a shoe shine than to wash somebody's feet. We seek God now. Press on through this shameful crowd. And don't let me or any other mortal man tell you what God has planned. Just seek God now. The altars in the church today are stained with tainted offerings. We only give hoping to receive rather than plant a seed in someone and pray they would believe. Faith and holiness have been abandoned on a shelf. God has given you, so for the sake of God's own name, hold tight to the truth. Please seek God now. Press on through this shameful crowd. Don't let me or any other mortal man tell you what God has planned. Just seek God now. Please seek God now. Press on through this shameful crowd. Don't let me or any other mortal man tell you what God has planned. Just seek God now.
Amen. It's time to seek God now. It's time to stop listening to Hal Lindsey, Jack Van Impe, and all these end-time preachers. It's time for you to let Jesus reveal things to you. He promised you the Helper, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth who would lead and guide you to all truth. Jesus does not want you deceived. He wants you to see things clear and plain. That's why He gave us the Scriptures. He doesn't want some man trying to interpret everything for you. He wants you to read them himself, yourself, so he can make them come alive out of those pages. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for reproof and correction, the man of God will be complete. For prophecy never came by the will of men. It's no private interpretation, but holy men of God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. You got that same spirit inside of you. The spirit of prophecy is in you. The Lord will open your eyes if you will ask him. Stop heaping teachers into the latest and the biggest name guys and start going into your prayer closet and cracking open your Bibles. Open up your King James Bible and let the Lord speak to you and start asking, Father, what's really going on? I don't want to be deceived in the last days. Fall on your face before your Father. And you start questioning some things. I thought I was supposed to not be here right now. Why is this all happening? It's time to start questioning what you were taught and start listening to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Praise God. Let me go back to where I left off here. We were heading for the parable of the sower, the tares. Now, Jesus, we're talking about this falling away. We're talking about this betrayal of the brethren, this lawlessness. Now, I should have added this in my notes, that Jesus said, because of lawlessness, the hearts of many will wax cold. The love of many will wax cold. That's what's bringing about all these divisions, because they love their favorite teachers. And when you show something in the Word of God that's contrary to their Charles Stanley's and their John MacArthur's and Swindler and the rest of these teachers, they automatically flip out on you because that's their idol. Don't touch my idol. Jesus is supposed to be your teacher. He said, let no man be called teacher, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren, includes rabbis. He also said the same thing. Don't heap teachers. Jesus is your teacher. And believe me, he can make wise the simple. He could use this nutcase here that can't even type. Amen. So false Christians, tares, starting to see this big separation, this divisions, these attacks, these people that are not, they're just angry. And then they turn on you and they start trying to draw others into it to cause big fights and big destruction. Is this the way the body of Christ is supposed to act, brothers and sisters? No. Now, look what Jesus says here. False Christians tares their fruit on their bad trees. Parable of the tares explained, Matthew chapter 13. You can read the whole chapter yourself. I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm going to get to the point where Jesus explains it plainly to his disciples. Verse 36, then Jesus sent the multitude away, and he went into the house. And his disciples came to him saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered, he said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. You hear me talk about this all the time, the sons of the devil. Well, you did too. Some of you just don't want to admit it, that there's false brethren. Most of them are false brethren flying around the internet playing games with this, and they lie behind the keyboard because they don't have any accountability in a normal church building. They think they can get away with this because they don't have elders that will kick them out of the church for misbehaving and causing trouble and bringing accusations against the elders in the body of Christ. You think, I can get away with it. There's nothing you can do because I don't have a building I got to report to you. You're going to report to the kingdom of God. And he's going to say, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You attacked my servants, the ones I sent to you trying to straighten the mess out, that loved you enough that told you the truth. They didn't itch your ears. They didn't steal your money. They didn't lie to you. They told you the truth. And you stabbed them in the back and you turned on them. And then you tried to turn your brothers and sisters away from them too. Yeah. A lot of you are going to be surprised on Judgment Day when you don't make it in. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is a son of man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The devil. Well, how did the devil do that? How about some false pastors that Satan anointed in Bible college, a seminary that Jesus never chose? Clever wolves that know how to twist the word of God. Your TJ Snakes, your Joel Osteens, your John Higgies, your, oh my gosh. Guys, just about every famous person on that TV, that television, porthole for the devil, is false. How can you say that, Brother Lord? Oh, I like what they preach. Really? Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you, for they did the false prophets that were before you. Why would Satan, who's the god of this world, allow a true preacher on the TV? Think about how we would have worldwide revival and people getting truly saved, true converts, if we had true teachers on that TV. No. Those are Satan's angels of light, undercover agents, picked by the New World Order Illuminati. They're Luciferians, guys. Freemasons. So many of them are sitting there doing their hand gestures while they're preaching, and you don't even know it. They're doing New World Order Mason symbols right in your face when they're behind that pulpit. 501c3, government-owned church system. The woman riding the beast. Who's the beast? The government. The kings of the earth. The nations. You're playing the harlot. Come out of there. Come out of there. No such thing as a 501c. No such thing as denominations. Jesus didn't create them. He only created one body, one church. And they're not supposed to be fighting. He answered, he said to them, he sows the good seed is the Son of Man, but the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. You can't call somebody who is an apostate a blasphemer. The one who's fighting the word of God, insulting you, calling you names, and then sowing seeds of discord, trying to cause complete destruction, you can't call them the son of God. They're doing the will of their father, the devil, who's been lying from the beginning, the father of all lies. The tares are the sons of the wicked one, Jesus says, verse 38. Verse 39, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. It's right now. Antichrist revealed, then Jesus comes, the Bible says. Let no man deceive you, for that day the coming of the Lord and us gathering together with him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. For that day will not come unless there be a falling away and the man of sin will be revealed, the lawless one. It's right there. No ifs, ands, buts about it. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. How about all these crusades with false converts coming forward? And they don't hear the message of repentance, that you've offended a holy God, to turn away. They hear God loves you and he's got a wonderful plan for your life. Follow Jesus. They're making tares. They're not making converts who follow the King, the Master, Jesus. Be conformed in his image, born again, filled with the Spirit. They're saying, join the building, sign up. Here we go. We got you all lined up here. We'll report you to the 501c3 church government system here. Yeah, they got your name and number. They know where you're at. What do you think those little cards that you fill out are for? Tax exempt? Yeah. Start thinking about what you're getting into there. Okay, so it says here now, the enemy who sowed him is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. The reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered, you don't want to be in this rapture, this gathering time. The tares are gathered first, saints. He also talks about that in John chapter 15, that they'll be gathered up to be burned, the ones that don't bear fruit for the Father. The tares are gathered and burned in the fire, that's hell. So shall it also be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and he will gather out of this kingdom all things that offend. Listen to this. All things that offend. And those who practice lawlessness. What is lawlessness? Sinning. You're practicing sin. You're not walking in the Spirit. You're not walking in the crucified life with Christ. You're playing church. You got one foot in the kingdom, got one foot in the world. And what did Jesus warn about that? Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Seven churches. Rebukes. Every one of these started out, I know your works, church. You're calling yourself after my name, but I got a few things against you. He brings correction. You think Jesus doesn't love you to correct you? Oh, my word, you better read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. The entire, I'd rather you hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. That's a direct threat from Jesus. You love the world, the things of the world, the love of the Father, that you're an enemy. Adulterous, adulteresses, James 4:4, I believe that is. If you're going to hang out with Satan, but you want to go to heaven for fire insurance, the Father's saying, you're a treasonist, you're a betrayer, you're a Judas, who betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver kiss. You got to be faithful to one master or the other. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. If Jesus is Lord, then serve him. If you're going to worship your flesh and you're going to repent and live holy, then serve devil. But choose. Stop playing games. Decision time. The end of the age is here. Antichrist is on the scene. What are you going to do? You're going to have to stand before a holy God. And it's time to put on Christ if you're really going to live for him. And stop just playing church. Start being the church. Living holy. You start picking up that cross. You get a prayer going you've never had before. You pray. You listen to Jesus. You learn to be still before him. You stop trying to read off your shopping list and start learning to wait on the Lord. The secret of the Lord is those who wait on him be still. Not those who keep saying, gimme, 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 got slapped. Jesus is not your genie in the bottle. He will give you the food and the clothing and the needs of the body, but he's not going to give you your Joel Osteen best life now. That man is as antichrist you get. He's anti-cross. This guy teaches you to sow to the flesh. Jesus tells you to deny it. You tell me what spirit he's of. And look at him flock to this devil, the son of the devil, with a different gospel, a different Jesus than you've heard. And you know, Galatians 1, 8, 9, if I or an angel come to you, Joe Smith, and preach you another gospel, let him be accursed. It's repeated twice. They're accursed. These preachers are accursed children of wrath. Okay, I'm going to keep going here. So it says here, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and he will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. If you think you can keep on sinning and that you're going to go join or be led into the kingdom of God, what were the five foolish virgins about? No oil in their lamps. How about the Holy Spirit? You were faking it. You are a terror. You're not truly born again. You didn't surrender to Jesus. You wanted him for fire insurance, but you didn't want him for Lord. You didn't bow your knee. You heard a wonderful little itchy ears medicine made your carnal nature feel good, and you had a few tears of this wonderful little message, but you never fell on your face in repentance and cried out, God, I've sinned against you. Please forgive me. It's trying to be truly converted unto Christ and stop playing church. He sees right through it, the hearts and the minds of men. So it says, all things that offend those who dislodge us, he will cast them into the first fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. God won't send you to hell. Really? Really? You're sinning, you're practicing lawlessness right here. Thrown into the lake of fire with gnashing of teeth. Then the ones who picked up their cross and followed the master and put on Christ and honored him and did the will of the Father. Not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father, Jesus said. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And he who has ears, let him hear. Now, there's a parable, a scripture very, very close to this. It's in the end times prophecy, Daniel chapter 12. It says, those who win many over to righteousness will shine as the stars. Look at that. That means you're going to be in glory with Jesus. If you overcome, if you walk as Christ told you to. Those were commandments, not as suggestions. In order to have a kingdom, in order someone's will has got to get off the throne. Are you going to get off the throne and let Jesus really rule your life and be a true Christian? Or are you going to keep playing games and be carnal? One foot in the devil's kingdom and sowing to antichrist spirit. You know what? With that kind of betrayal, I tell you what can happen. I tell you what can happen. You could sell Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver and give him a kiss on his cheek and betray him and take the mark of the beast to be damned for eternity. because you won't be able to buy or sell food. No man shall be able to buy or sell food without that mark. It's in the Obamacare health plan, guys. A lot of us know about it. We've read the bill. We've seen it ourselves. We've even seen the guillotines. I'm sorry. It's coming. The FEMA camps are in place. The coffins and camps in place. FEMA's got their drones. They're spraying our heads with chemicals, with chemtrails, guys. Wake up. There's no more time. We are in the last days. So which father are you serving? The father of this world, the father of lies, or our heavenly father of lights, truth, the way, the truth, and the life? Are you serving the king faithfully? Are you offering up your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and true to your father, which is your reasonable service? Or are you going through the motions and putting on a little plastic smiles when you show up to the building? Quote a few scriptures, but Jesus sees what's going on in your personal life. He sees it. Now, the destructive fruit and action that's causing among Christian brethren and divisions. Here's the spirit of Antichrist and the son of obedience, the tares, the false converts. That's their Christian. These are the ones that are causing the disciple, and they love to do it all over again, especially Facebook and on their radio programs. You, you are of your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hello. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his resources. How about rebellion, the sin, witchcraft against the creator of the universe? For he is a liar, like a politician, and like the one in the White House, and he's the father of it. Right there. The spirit of Antichrist, their father, they're doing this. They're telling lies. They're living lies. They're not walking in the truth. They're not walking in the light as Christ is in life and having fellowship with one another. They're walking in darkness. The Bible says you hate your brother. You're walking in darkness. And he doesn't know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. You hate your brother. You're in darkness. You're going to hell. If you don't repent, stop it. Jesus is going to personally kick you there. He will not have anything offensive. It is who not understand. He's told us to follow him in his ways. And one of the biggest commandments he gave that fulfills the law is love. Love one another as I have loved you. You got unforgiveness and you just want revenge and you keep tearing after somebody, he's going to throw you in the lake of fire. This warning for you. I know you're listening. The Holy Spirit's talking to you right now. If you would just but soften your heart and listen. The friends that you used to love and you betrayed, it's time to say you're sorry to. Put it away. You have no idea the healing that God can do by saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I shouldn't have joined Mr. Davenport. I shouldn't have done that. No, I shouldn't have betrayed you. No. Over a PayPal button. The tares, the false Christians do not build the body of Christ. They tear it down to kill, steal, and destroy. Once again, that verse above, they come to murder. They lie. They come to destroy. They're on assignment from Satan, their true father. They are the children of destruction, marked out for hell. The end days are here, saints. The apostasy's here. The fallen away from Jesus, the faith, the Bible, the sound doctrine. Now, it says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I've been kind of quoting on it off and on as I'm going tonight. I'm going to go through it thoroughly because this has everything to do with what we're seeing right now. And it's also going to put perspective. And I want you to pay attention when I start reading the verses here very closely. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the great apostasy. David Wilkerson, great powerful words on this and several other men of God. Now, brethren, Christians, church, wake up. Listen. Concerning the come of our Lord Jesus Christ and our rapture gathering together with him. I want you to listen up. Rapture gathering. That's the resurrection. Those that remain and alive shall be caught up to be with the Lord. That's the gathering time. It's resurrection time. we ask you, this is the apostles, do not be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter as us, as though the day of Christ had come. Listen, verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means. We're talking about when Jesus is coming for his church and the events are going to come before. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. What is that falling away? The separation of the tares and the wheat, the sons of God versus the sons of the devil. The wheat are gathered into the barn, Matthew chapter 13. The tares are gathered to be burned. So right there, the fallen away are the fake Christians who are apostatizing. They'll take the mark of the beast. And John MacArthur said with his own mouth, you can take the mark of the beast and still go to heaven, directly against Revelation chapter 14. It says whoever receives this mark will go thrown in the lake of fire. These are the preachers we've been listening to, guys. They're violating the scriptures. They're directly violating the word of God. And what does the Bible say? Whoever adds to this book of prophecy, God will add to him the plagues that are written in it. You don't add to, you don't take away, period. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Okay, so the falling away comes first. Then the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, the lawless one, Antichrist. Church, still here. We see before the coming rapture of Christ, we said, don't let anybody deceive you about this. The falling away apostasy happens. Antichrist reveal, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. What have we been seeing, guys? Presidents, governments, over the word of God, over morals, things that we know is right. Our forefathers knew right. The Constitution knew was right. They're opposing against this stuff, lawlessness, sin, Antichrist. And what will Antichrist do? Because he has a short time. Woe are the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has a short time. He will come down with great wrath against the saints of God to persecute the woman, the church. Persecution's coming before Jesus comes. It's when he comes, he puts a stop to all of it. The brightness of coming of the King of Kings will destroy that Antichrist, the Bible says, and the false prophet. So a human barbecue. I'm making this really plain. The Spirit of God wants you to know this. There's enough of us lied to about this. The scriptures are clear. It's telling us right out just the way it is right here. Right here. This is the way it is. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let John MacArthur, Charles Stanley, or Hal Lindsey, or Jack Van Imbe, or Harold Campy, datesters. Ooh, I just know the rapture's going to happen tomorrow. I got my Nike Flyaways Air Jordans. My brother Colton says, Air Jordan. You know what? I'm not looking for the rapture. I'm looking for my Father's will. When he comes, I know that it's time for him to come. No man knows the day or the hour, Jesus said, only my Father in heaven. I'm about my Father's business. I'm not looking to escape. I'm looking to do the will of my Father. Jesus wasn't willing. Jesus wasn't trying to get out of anything. He had a duty to do. We do too. We've got a mission to do. We've got the gospel to preach. You know what? Some of us are pre-tribbers. Some of us are post-tribbers. We don't divide. All in the end, whoever's right, it's going to be irrelevant. If we're here left in the tribulation, I'm not going to be picking on my pre-tribber friends. You're my brothers and sisters. I love you. Some of you are very sound in doctrine. You know, it's the way that we look at scriptures. I'm not going to be pounding on you if we're sitting in a FEMA camp together. We're going to be locking arms as brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, and we're going to endure this until the end to be saved, as Matthew chapter 24 says. I saw the souls of those who were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus come out of the great tribulation, the apostle said. A great number. A great number. FEMA camps. Yes, persecution's coming. Jesus said, don't worry about your life. Don't fear him who's able to kill the body, but fear him who's able to kill both the body and the soul into hellfire. Don't worry about it, guys. We're going to move out of this tent and right into that glorified body. Rejoice because you receive the crown of glory if you overcome. If you overcome and you don't turn your back on Jesus, you don't turn your back on the truth, you don't turn your back on the Spirit of God, keeping your heart soft and right before God, you'll win the prize, eternal life. Amen. Now he goes on, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining. Now, before we stop, everybody says that's the Holy Spirit restraining. That's a fat lie. I'm going to tell you, Scripture interprets Scripture. We're going to bounce next chapter over in Daniel chapter 11, verse 12. And it tells you exactly the one who stands over the people of God. It is Michael the Archangel. Prophecy of the end time, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. And at that time, Michael shall stand up. Michael, the archangel, one of the most powerful angels right now. The great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, great trouble, such as there never since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people will be delivered. There's your Psalm 91. That means hiding in Christ like Noah. Wasn't delivered out, but he was delivered in this horrible time of judgment. God is able to keep us, guys. He kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a burning fire of 7,000 degrees. He can keep you. He created all things, and he knows how to keep his elect. Amen. He loves you to pieces. You're his sons and daughters. He's invested his blood in you. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone, listen, Jesus talked about your name can be written out of the Lamb's Book of Life and the Book of Revelation when he's threatening for people not repenting and being wicked. Everyone who's found written in the book, your name could be blotted out. You could be cut off. Don't be all haughty. You keep walking with Christ. Don't turn on him. And many of those shall sleep in the dust of the earth. There's your First Thessalonians. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then those who remain alive shall be caught up to be with the Lord. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth, Jesus will bring with him those who sleep in the earth, shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Verse 3, those who are wise, here we go, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. Now, I read something like that earlier about the sons of righteousness will shine. You'll shine like the sun. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Got distracted here. I was reading something. Okay, so now we're going to... we got to finish this up. Okay. So it says here, now he who restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one, Antichrist, will be revealed from the Lord, from whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the brightness of his coming. Jesus will destroy Antichrist when he comes. The coming of the lawless one is the working of Satan. Now, I'm going to put this to perspective, guys. Prophetic movement, Elijah List, NAR, Latter-day Rain, false revival is this, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. According to who? Satan, Kundalini, demons, fallen angel, counterfeit, Kabbalah, Eastern mysticism, witchcraft, New Age, trying to cover it with Christian names and saying it's a revival. It is not when you're practicing doctrines of demons. And here we go, 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Here is the fulfillment of this lying signs and wonders. Now the Spirit expressly says in the latter times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies, Elijah List, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. I see money all over you. I see God's going to give you a plane and a train and an automobile. I see... fortune teller, divination, witches, not prophets, not watchmen, not apostles, as they say. The school of the prophetic, school of signs and wonders and miracles, leg pulling, growing, gold dust, glory clouds, holy yoga, levitation off the ground, fire tunnels. Yeah. It's according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. What is are these movements all built on? Signs and wonders. Not the truth, not the gospel, not calling sinners to repentance, but signs and wonders. Isn't that a clue? The signs and wonders followed the preaching of the gospel, not the reason they went out. And it's not for the Christians to see, it's for the unbeliever to have faith that Jesus is Messiah. We can get into all the gifts. We're not going to go there. With all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Because why? How about this? You didn't want to listen to the watchman because they didn't receive the love of the truth. You didn't want the truth. You wanted your false teachers. And there's another scripture. There's another scripture. I'm going to jump right onto it, and I'll come back to the full context later. For the time will come where they not endure sound doctrine. This is 2 Timothy 4. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, carnal, flesh, no cross-bearing. Because they have itching ears, will heap Joel Osteen, fleshly psychology messages. They will heap for themselves teachers. They will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned to fables. I'm coming back up here again. And watch how Scripture, comparing with Scripture, interprets itself. And they loved not the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion. You didn't want the truth. You didn't want to stay in Christ. You didn't want to stay next to the shepherd and hear his voice. You went after the voice of strangers. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They don't go after strangers. Stranger danger. That they should believe the lie. The lies coming out of these big name preachers on TV and radio and your pulpits and your big emergent church movement. Rick Warren's purpose-driven life, the shack, and goes on and on and on. I only follow Jesus. I don't follow books. I don't follow men. I follow Christ. He said, get out of the boat, Peter, and follow me. He didn't say follow movements and men. He didn't say follow the anointing. He didn't say follow signs and wonders. He said an evil and a perverse generation seek after a sign, none will be given except for the prophet Jonah. That they may be condemned. They believe the lie, that they may be condemned. Who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Saints, the fallen away apostasy is happening right now. Your consciences are being seared with a hot iron because you love not the truth. You love the unrighteousness. You love the gospel of me, myself, and I. I have been preaching that on Crosstalk for quite some time. It's Antichrist. To give me my way, Jesus is my personal genie in the bottle. Ding, ding, ding. I prayed now. I sowed my seed now. Give me my best life now, Jesus. And he goes, no, I'm going to give you a cross to die to yourself. That's the gospel I preach, Jesus says. I didn't come to do my will, but the will of my Father. You don't got the mind of Christ. You got the mind of the devil because you're a son of the devil. And you're thinking thoughts of Satan. And you're following his preachers and teachers. But you're not following the master. I've already read 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. I'm going to read it again. Now, the Spirit expressly says in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to the seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, New Age metaphysical Kabbalah. That's why they're always obsessed with fire pictures, guys. I see fiery pictures of birds, which is the phoenix fire, demon spirit rising out of the ashes and saying that's the Holy Spirit. That tells me you got Kundalini serpent around your spine. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Your conscience are seared with a hot iron. You're following, you walked away from the truth. You walked away from the Bible. You're following the occult because it's got some Christian names to it. And we got Bob Jones. We've got Bill Johnson. We've got Rick Joyner. We've got Todd Bentley. We've got C.P. Wagner and Patricia King and Cindy Jacobs and all these NAR people, IHOP, Mike Bickle, that are bringing you New Age witchcraft occult. And I know I was a New Ager. Jesus saved me out of the New Age movement in Wicca. And I've watched this poison come right in the church the last 30 years. I've been blowing the trumpet. Pastors are too proud to even let me have a voice to warn the body and equip the body so that they are not deceived by this Antichrist spirit that's entering the church. 2 Timothy 4. The tares, the false Christians, won't endure sound doctrine, the truth. They fight the Bible. They fight correction. They fight the truth. They fight the light. They want to walk in darkness. Lies that they heaped for themselves. The false teachers that Satan sent them on assignment, undercover agents. And what does 2 Timothy 4 say? I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, my beloved saints. You watchmen out there, don't give up. Especially my brother CP. I know you get discouraged. I do too, brother. God's called you. He's anointed you. You bless a lot of saints more than you realize. Don't give up. You're a watchman on the wall. Don't give up. Be ready, brother, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. That means persecution and teaching. For the time will come. There he is already here. They will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. That's where all of our fights and divisions are coming from. Their itching ears, the first church of Lanikane. They will heap for themselves teachers. Your John Hagee's, your once saved, always saved Calvinists. All of us, doctrines of devil's lawlessness, promoting tares, creating tares, not converts. They will turn their ears from the truth and turn aside to fables. We're not supposed to judge. Nobody's perfect. I'm a sinner. I hear all of these guys, and I've listened to them for 30 years. And when I go read the Bible, you know what? It doesn't teach that. No, I'm not perfect. Jesus said, be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. Why would Jesus say that? Because he tells us how to be perfect. Stop living for your flesh. Deny it. Pick up your cross. Get my power of my spirit working in your life, and you're going to get the victory over that flesh. You won't sow to the flesh, which is death. You'll sow to the spirit, which is life. Amen. But you be watchful, brothers and sisters. Endure afflictions. There's going to be chaos. There's separation going on right now. The sons of the devil are attacking the word of God at alarming rates. You preach against their favorite teacher. They're mad at you. They slander you. They'll make blogs. They'll make dirty pictures. They'll lie about you and try to set you up and defame you. And they will gather other people if they can for the kill of your jugular vein. But you, beloved out there, do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry. Save some as pulling them out of the very fire itself, having compassion and disdain, and some others with compassion, the scriptures say. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Some of these brothers and sisters, there might be some hope for them still yet. Be sensitive to the Spirit. Try to help them out of the apostasy, saints. Try to have some patience. And I know it's hard for us watchmen. We get beat up so bad. We need your prayers. This is one of the hardest calls. We're on the front line ministry here. We get slandered. We get attacked. We get name calls. We get labeled all the time. And yet Jesus keeps us up on that wall because our great love for him, the things he saved us out of. Where else shall we go? For he alone has eternal life. He alone has the words of life. We've laid our life down for the master. And Jesus has put us on the front lines to help protect the body of Christ. And Satan's enemies that look like Christians are coming after us. We need your prayers, saints. We go through much discouragement. We go through much depression. We cry a lot. We hurt. We do have a heart. And believe me, I know some of you watching or listening right now, you know exactly it's hitting home right now. Some of you might have a few tears welling up. You keep running the race. Endure afflictions because the prize is right in front of you. Eternal life, the crown of life. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that your word was a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. We pray, Father, that the church would have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to it in this hour, Father. That we would be a people who are awake, Father, a people who know that your visitation is at hand, Father. That Antichrist is trying to rise up with a counterfeit, but Jesus Christ is coming soon to smash and destroy and crush Satan under his foot quickly. Father, there's much come. There's much persecution. There's much warfare coming. And we've got to put on Christ, Father. We need to lock arms as the body of Christ, Father. Put away our false teachers. Put away the itching ears doctrine and put on Christ. Lovers of the truth and not lovers of unrighteousness, but walking in righteousness. These are your sons. Father, we love you so much. Father, let this word go to the world, to the nations, to the saints, those who have ears to hear, Father, that you've chosen out of the world your remnant, your called out Ecclesiasta, the church. Father, ready us, Father, for what's coming. Don't let us that day come catch us unaware, Father, but let us walk in the light as you are in the light so that we can see clearly what's coming. We love you so much, Father. We thank you. We ask all these in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, thank you for coming to Crosstalk. Boy, there was a lot to cover. I hope I didn't miss anything. I don't believe I did. And the Spirit of God spoke some words that were not even in my notes. Keep praying, saints. Keep praying. And look up, for your redemption draws near. Jesus is the King of Kings, not the next President of the United States. Look to your Master, your King. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's coming soon, and the oppression, the oppressor, will be destroyed. We've got some enduring to do, so hold on. Fasten your seatbelts. It's in for a bumpy ride, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. So love you. Keep running the race and pray for one another. Love one another. And try to have more patience with one another, especially if someone's trying to show you something in the Word. Just don't battle back and forth. Read the Bible. Read what they're writing, guys. Some of you reply in anger, and you don't even read what the watchmen wrote, that they have actually rightly divided the Scriptures, but you won't even read it. You reply within seconds. There's no way you read all that passage. You react with anger because your mindset and your brainwashing indoctrination from some preacher or teacher. Read it. You are to be Bereans and search the Scriptures to find out what is being spoken. So that takes some time. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Check it out, saints. Slow down. Be a lover and a searcher of the truth. Yes, it's possible you were taught wrong. I was. I've had to get away from a lot of bad doc. I was talking to Pastor Marshall the other day about that. There was stuff that he was taught that was wrong after he started to read the Bible. If you read your Bible, Jesus will show you it. Those pages will come alive to you. Amen. So God bless you, and we'll see you again next time on Crosstalk. And like I said, I don't normally have a normal, you know, schedule going here. If the Holy Spirit gives me something, I will give it to the body. Amen. So I will catch you next time on Crosstalk Radio. Please pray in Jesus. And remember, these days, it's time to be serious. So God bless you and good night. That's not what I wanted to play. Praise God. I keep hitting the intros. Here we go.
In a great house, there are vessels of gold and silver, vessels of wood and earth, some of shame and some of worth. We are God's dwelling place, and there are useful things in us. But if they cannot be tried with fire, then they should only turn to dust. We need a purging that only God can do. These lumps are filled with leaven and they need to be made new. We need to be purified and holy, sanctified and true. Set apart for the master's will and fit for the master's use. We need a purging that only God can do. These lumps are filled with leaven and they need to be made new. We need to be purified, holy, sanctified and true. Set apart for the master's will and fit for the master's use. In a great house, there are vessels of gold and silver, vessels of wood and earth, some of shame and some of worth. We are God's dwelling place, and there are useful things in us. But if they cannot be tried with fire, then they should only turn to dust. We need a purging that only God can do. These lumps are filled with leaven and they need to be made new. We need to be purified and holy, sanctified and true. Set apart for the master's will and fit for the master's use. We need a purging that only God can do. These lumps are filled with leaven and they need to be made new. We need to be purified and holy, sanctified and true. Set apart for the master's will and fit for the master's use. The time is yet appointed, and some will be made white. But which ones will it be? Those very few that have been tried. We are earthen vessels with treasure deep inside. Will our treasure turn to dust or purge and purify? We need a purging that only God can do. These lumps are filled with leaven and they need to be made new. We need to be purified and holy, sanctified and true. Set apart for the master's will and fit for the master's use.